the morning, everybody. This is Dame Tanya. It's Saturday, July 9th, 2011. Figured I'd just come out with another quick podcast, talk about some miscellaneous stuff, and also talk about a movie that I saw this week. First of all, Rhino the Bearded, your show this Tuesday, thank you so much for calling me out on your podcast. And I'm glad you enjoyed the Herring Fest podcast that I put out. That was a lot of fun doing that. But I just wanted to say that I don't only like highfalutin shishi cuisine. I also love catfish. I love steak. I love barbecue, soul food. There's not much food that I don't like, actually, which is, it's kind of surprising that I don't weigh more considering that. But not that I'm super skinny either. That's definitely not true. But I love the quote from Rhino's podcast, "If it's healthy, fry it." I definitely need to use that. That's brilliant. And your wings sound fantastically amazing. I would love to try them sometime. If we can get this cook-off thing together, that would be very cool. But as you said, it's very difficult because of how far everyone is away from each other. I do have to second what Rhino said about the Denmen's podcast. They're fantastic. Definitely, if you don't hear them on the stream, go and check them out. He's got a site at hotcoffee.org/NA, and I believe you can download Rhino's shows there as well. And they are just fantastic, really informative. He must put in hours and hours to get the clips together, get all the material together, and it's really great material. It really makes you think. I finally went back and listened to the original Cyber Warfare show. I saw that there was a part two posted today. I'll have to go download that now, and that was really fantastic. My favorite quote from it, though, was when he was talking about denial of service attacks, and he described them as 20,000 Mormons banging on your door. So I thought that was fantastic. That was just really funny. And the other part of it that struck me was quite often these viruses or Trojans or backdoors or what have you get onto the machines through a physical means, plugging in a USB stick or something like that. And it reminded me of the story, I believe Kevin Mitnick did this. This is back when we still used floppy disks. And he took a floppy disk, put a label on it with salaries XLS on it, and just left it in a company next to the copy machine or wherever. And inevitably, someone would come along, ooh, salaries, I want to see what everyone else is making. So they'd plug it into the machine, open it up, and there you go, then the back door was open or what have you. So that was really interesting. A couple comments on the last No Agenda show 319 on Thursday, July 7th. The pulled pork discussion, I love pulled pork, it's so good, but I had never heard that Virginia was well known for that. I always heard like North Carolina was the place where you always go for pulled pork, and of course they have the style with that delicious vinegary sauce on it. So I'm curious now to find out what the Virginia pulled pork is like. Maybe Adam and Miss Mickey on their trip can do a little taste test there, see which one they prefer or what the difference is. And my favorite quote, I don't know, I really didn't intend to do a favorite quote theme, but that's kind of how this is working out. But my favorite quote from the No Agenda on Thursday was John's comment when they were talking about the news reports of surgically implanted bombs. And John says, "I'd take a job with the TSA if all I had to do was feel boobs." Just hysterical. Good one, John. That was fantastic. And one other comment about that show. I actually have a friend who is 47 or 48 years old, and his father was actually in World War II. He was on the beach in Normandy on D-Day, which must have been quite horrifying. But he's still alive, and he's going strong. But it is possible. It's just he was quite a late starter in the popping kids out department. And now on to a film that I saw this week. It's called A Film Unfinished. I'm sorry, this is where the show is going to get really depressing because it's not a happy subject at all. It is a documentary about footage that was shot in 1942 in the Warsaw Ghetto. And it was taken by Nazis that were trying to produce propaganda, but the propaganda film never came out. The footage was shelved and discovered years later. And this actual footage is well known. It's been in other documentaries, but just recently an additional reel from this came out, and it really showed how a lot of the scenes were staged, how the Nazis were trying to manipulate people into thinking that the people in the ghetto, the people that still did have some food, were exploiting the poorer people. And it's really devastating. But I thought it was really interesting to bring up in context of what No Agenda is always talking about, the main overarching theme of the media is manipulating you. And that's exactly what this was. And it was very, very disturbing. But besides that main theme, a couple of other things about the film struck me. Even though some of the scenes are staged, it's obvious that people in this footage are starving to death, and it's horrible to see, and it's heartbreaking. And just because it happens to be staged, it doesn't mean that it's any less of an impact, really. And the other thing that really struck me is how being in that type of situation must affect people mentally. That people that died of starvation were just put out on the curb and picked up in a cart and taken off to mass graves, which is horrible to begin with. But people would just go about their business with these dead bodies on the sidewalk. And one woman, a survivor of the ghetto, they did have people that had survived in this documentary talking about their experiences and how the film was very deceptive in a lot of ways. But she was talking about how she didn't really face up to the horror of what was happening around her until one night she actually tripped over one of these bodies and fell. And her face ended up just inches from the dead man's face, and she just completely broke down and lost it. I mean, how could you not? But it really made me think, because one thing about living in a city, and this is something that I've actually appreciated from time to time, is that it's socially acceptable to ignore people, which is all well and good if it's a guy handing out flyers for a massage parlor or the Greenpeace people asking you to sign their petition, but it's completely different, a life or death situation. Just think about, you know, how would I react? What would I do? Would I just block it out? But at the end of the day, I think it must be a survival instinct. If you're in that kind of a situation and just this horrible stuff is happening around you, and it doesn't seem that there's any way for you to escape or get out of the situation. I mean, how do you survive? How do you just keep going and not just lose it? Or maybe people really should lose it. I don't know. But it was something that really kind of bothered me and made me think about what goes on in people's minds. But definitely a movie worth watching. Incredibly disturbing footage, so if you're very sensitive to that, then, you know, maybe you shouldn't, but I think it's definitely worth watching. So now that I've completely depressed everyone, I'm very sorry about that, but it was just, I thought it was something that was important to talk about. But yes, now that I'm done depressing you, I have to go propagate the formula at the supermarket, because it's grocery shopping day. You can always find me on the tweeters at Dame Tanya, DameTanya, and that'll point you to my regular Twitter account. Hope everyone has a great day and in the morning.